Let's go. Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ, Dubai Media City, to the QAE. Chris Fade.
And this is how it goes.
Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh!
With the biggest stars.
Hi.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
You're kidding!
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live at 7.02. What you going to do when Chris Fade Show comes at you?
After being on the loo.
That was cheesy. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Morning, Ross.
Hello there.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
There we go. Saying hello to everyone, I like to make sure.
What's wrong?
I had one of these mornings.
I know, go ahead. Go list the things that went wrong this morning.
Mind you, I woke up. Yes, I'm on jet lag time, so I woke up yesterday at 1:30 a.m.
Today,
2:15.
Hey, we're getting there.
We're chipping away, so I tried to do all I could to stay in bed, but 2:15, I was up and about, scrolling on meaninglessly.
Yes. Yeah,
on all the social medias, as you do. Went to the gym, though, which was good.
That's good.
Then I took Brianna's car. Brianna's got a little Tesla. And I snapped her key. When you get a Tesla, they're like credit cards. They're not an actual key. And I've snapped it in half now. And she doesn't, like, I know that's going to, like, get to her.
You're going to be in big trouble today.
Because that's hers. It's not mine.
Where's your key?
What? For what?
The car.
For whose car?
The Tesla. You get two keys.
Yeah, that was it. But the Tesla's hers, not mine.
Oh, right. Okay, so like, anything related to it.
I like to keep that her thing. You know, we've agreed. It's the car's in her name. It's hers.
Yeah.
But she doesn't mind me driving it. But the fact that I've just, like, completely broken the key. Now I'm going to try to get a new one. My business account, the business account for my bank, we got hacked in the last 24 hours.
Oh, hold on. Didn't this happen while you were away or just before you went away as well?
Been hacked a couple of, yeah, I keep getting hacked.
So what, is any money missing?
1,200 dirhams, two purchases. They were on the business account, they were buying, what do they call it?
Not like, your competitors.
No, like Amazon gift cards, or they buy gift cards.
To kind of like test it.
Yeah, so I had to block that.
Someone's been putting the details in some websites maybe or something.
I don't know, what do you mean?
Well, that's how it gets hacked, isn't it, I think? But 1,200 dirhams on gift cards.
Are you okay?
I'm just rambling. I know, I'm trying to have a conversation, and you're like, can I continue?
No, he's got a thought.
No,
go for it. Okay. I'm just trying to join in, but you know, I won't bother if you don't want me to.
Oh,
I would
please
love you to join in,
but converse with me.
Converse
go on, then.
On it. So it's 1,200 dirhams. I had to cancel the cards, as you do.
Yeah.
Now, it did happen. Another one happened when I was in America, Rossi. You're right.
Yeah.
And so, like, I got frustrated because they wouldn't let me get a new business card without visiting the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Like, physically walking in.
Since when is that a thing?
For a business account, that's what they say. For a personal account, you can do it. And I'm like, guys, I'm in America. I can't get there. And we need the physical card because we make payments.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope. And I'm like, well, what do I do? And they're like, you have to come into the bank. So I'll have to do that today with Ramadan hours. So it's one of those things. First world problems. It's one of those mornings where a few things have gone wrong. But
chaotic start, but it's going to be a good end.
Now it starts well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
let's get into your first song. Let's go. It's Virgin Radio.
Oh, Chris, don't do this.
You see,
it's not the next button again, is it?
Yeah, that's not where, it's one of these days.
That happened.
I've got to be very careful.
Yeah, that happened to us.
Did it?
Yeah. Unplug it and plug it back in again.
You know the mornings. You know when it happens.
It's yeah.
But I don't want anything else to happen. So what do we do? Like, do I do anything? Do I do a chant?
It's too late now.
What am I doing? Like,
we're in there now.
What's that? What do I got to do, Basma?
She said pray.
Pray. Okay, hold on. Let me pray.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yes, Ross.
What do you want?
When it happened to us, it was a bit more smoother. We didn't make a thing of it. We just got on with it.
Yeah. No, I'm just pointing out there's a few things have gone wrong this morning. So hopefully now it's all out the window. And it begins right now. I've unplugged the system.
Like when I did that, I did it a little bit smoother than this.
Okay. Paul Russell, Lil Boo Thang, now on Virgin Radio 104.4. Morning.
Yeah, see.
Just push it on the screen.
You have to use the mouse.
Okay.
Yes.
Morning, Virgin Radio 104.9. See, I can't get it. Everything's going wrong.
Chris, you need to stop now.
104.4.
That's it.
That's it now. Finish.
What is on 104.9?
Look at the smile. You've got such a snarky little smile.
It's going to make little mistakes throughout the entire show today. It's 7:08 morning. Avery's got us on Virgin Radio. Presenter Avery listening to us.
She's probably off to play golf.
Yeah, she's a golfer now. I saw that on social media. Four, yes, that is a golf term. Golf stands for, here we go. Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Correct. Apparently.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
I'm going to check that.
I use that sometimes, but I don't think it's true. I don't think that's true. We've got a big show. Ramadan Kareem, by the way. If you are breaking fast tonight, Pretty Malik.
6:35.
Where's my sheet that sits here?
Don't need it today.
See, that's another thing. There's a sheet that always...
Sorry, 6:36 today.
There's a sheet that sits to the left of me every day that I have information. It's not here.
It's okay. You don't need it today.
No, I'd like it. I need it. I truly do.
You don't need it. 6:36 this evening.
No, I need the information.
No, you don't need it.
Why? You're not doing gossip today.
I am, but it's only three stories.
I would like the information. I'm very particular with what I need.
I mean, yeah, it is not a good day for you because, yeah, golf does not stand for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. It's not an acronym for anything, actually.
It must stand for something.
It just comes from the Dutch word kolf or kolf, which means club.
Oh, well, there you go. We're learning. Could I get that info when you're ready, though, Pretty?
No. It's just a waste of paper.
It's not. I need it, okay?
It's three stories.
That's fine. Tell me three of those stories.
Diddy's house is being raided as we speak right now.
Yeah, this is huge. I don't know if you guys have been following this story. His house has been raided by, the police. He's then gone onto his private jet, and he's flying out.
No, he's not.
I'll tell you
where he is.
No, they said he's on his private jet.
No, he's not. That's what I'm saying.
Where is he?
I'm researching it now.
Where is he?
He's in Dubai.
No. He's been stopped at the airport.
Oh, he couldn't get there.
No, he's at the Miami airport just pacing around. Currently.
Yeah, there's something going on with him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Diddy dodgy? We're going to find out.
And I think his sons have also been arrested, by the way.
Oh, man. If you're a conspiracy theorist like Rossi...
This is a big day.
I mean, yeah, this is...
There's been a lot on him.
Yeah, I just see Facebook short videos of this guy all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot on this guy. Like, there's a huge conspiracy theory about Diddy. I mean, there's a conspiracy theory about many celebrities. And, I heard one about Tom Hanks the other day.
No, not Tom Hanks.
Yeah, our favorite Tom Hanks.
You cannot say anything about Tom Hanks.
Go and look into the conspiracy theory about Tom Hanks.
No, I don't know. I can't.
I mean, yeah, how do you... Obviously, you don't believe them. But then, sometimes they come out, you know, and you're like, oh, well, hold on a second. What else could be it? You know? But not Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Have you heard the one about J-Lo?
Oh, everyone is hating on J-Lo right now.
Why?
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is that a conspiracy theory?
There's just everyone's after her.
About what?
Just everyone hates her. Everyone says that she's a fake. She's a phony. Everything that she says is not real.
What do you think about that, Chris? Because you're a big fan.
Don't go near my J-Lo, okay? She called me papi once, and I'll never forget that. Here she is now.
Hey, everybody, this is J-Lo, and I'm here with Chris Fade on Virgin Radio 104.4.
She called me papi, but not then. If I owned a disinfectant company, a house cleaning product, I would have paid J-Lo, and we would have had that song, I clean it on the floor!
Well, you had a cleaning company.
I did, but that way we were cleaning offices. It wasn't...
Yeah, but you still clean the floor.
But I wouldn't have been able. It was only a small cleaning company. This is many years ago.
Don't get her now. She's doing badly.
She's doing what? Sorry?
I will not tolerate that.
She's canceling shows because no one's buying
If you're going to talk, you have to just finish the sentence.
What I'm saying is no one... she is canceling shows because no one's buying tickets. And her movie and her documentary were horrible. The album is not doing so well. But I do
Jennifer
like her.
Jennifer Lopez.
I know.
Do whatever she
I
wants.
I know. Everyone's
some,
giving...
Put some respect on
totally.
J-Lo's name, Nala.
I watched
all
the documentary.
Gen Z, 20-something-year-old just
Seriously.
Throwing shade on Jennifer Lopez?
I'm paying the current situation.
No, you're throwing shade. So Nala told me, watch it. You're going to hate it. I watched the documentary, not the movie.
The movie is what okay. I was talking about.
Please, you said both. The documentary yesterday, Chris. That's exactly right. This woman has worked hard, and she's a triple threat. Is she the best singer in the world? She never claimed to be.
No, she wasn't. You know? Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's an actress. She's a dancer. She puts on a great show. Yeah. She's done so much.
She's a great actress.
She called me Poppy.
She called him Poppy. And everyone's like, oh, she claims to be Latina when she wants to be. She's been saying she's Latina since day one.
Was this her first hit?
Ooh, no.
Love Don't Cost a Thing?
No. Her first hit
Waiting
was...
Waiting for Tonight?
Nope.
No, I think...
Jenny from the Block?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This one was one of her first hits. I remember the video.
Yeah.
Because at
I
the end...
Jenny from the Block was the
she
first
like,
one.
There was
I
water?
Used to watch it on... Yeah.
Was there
Is
a lot
this
of water?
The one with the white? No, the
yeah,
white
yeah,
outfit.
Yeah, she's in a bikini on the beach.
If You Had My Love. If You Had My Love.
Yes, I got it.
This
yes.
is the first one.
This is the white J-Lo's. Bikini on the beach one.
Not on the beach. It was like the screens in the back all
No, Love Don't Cost a Thing was the
Rossi.
One. No,
Rossi's the memorized all J-Lo's music
it.
Video clips. You
May
see.
1999, she made her chart debut with If You Had My Love.
Well, 2 weeks away, oh. I 2 weeks ago, I saw her in person. She was with Ben Affleck at the game.
How did she look?
She looked amazing. Like, she walked pretty much straight by us, and I looked at Ben looks great as well. I thought Ben Affleck looks cool as well.
Yeah,
I like Ben. He dresses like he's 80, though.
Yeah, really?
He wears, like, corduroys and jackets on jackets with a cap that doesn't fit him. But I'm like, I love this guy. He doesn't care. Like, yeah. He doesn't care. And J-Lo's
him.
Sitting courtside. And it was really cute. The Laker girls at the game, the cheerleaders, they called the Laker girls.
The Laker girls, yeah.
They did a whole dance, 5 minute, to Jennifer Lopez's song.
She must have loved that.
And they danced to her. She was sitting in the front row, obviously. And I thought that was cool. But J-Lo's cool. So, yeah, no,
She's
please.
She's iconic.
Yeah. Right. What was the cleaning company called?
Squeaky Cleaning.
That was your cleaning company, right?
Yeah, used to clean offices across Sydney. This is going back 20 years ago. And I had the choice of continuing with the cleaning company somewhat or trying to do radio.
And what...
I should have stayed with the cleaning company.
What qualifications have you got through that cleaning company? Like, have you got your control of substances has to health? I mean, what type of products are we dealing with that you were using here? Did you use D10? What were you using?
I don't recall. I remember we had to buy an industrial vacuum cleaner, though.
Yeah.
Which was very expensive back then. And it was me and my buddy. And we started off just thinking, let's try to make some money here. And we started, like, really cleaning. Like, we ended up getting, like, 6 or 7 offices that we were cleaning every night. And it was getting too much because I was doing radio at the time. And I was,
so you were, like, radio in the day? And
yeah, then I finished. I got to clean my hand. I had my hand down toilets because him and I would, yeah. We would alternate the days of who did the bathrooms. Because you never want to do the toilets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So we would do, like, alternate days of toilets.
What year was this, by the way? Because I also cleaned toilets.
It would have been, like, 2006.
Ah, okay. 2006. I was 2003 cleaning toilets in ski resorts. But so you got an industrial cleaner and you go around in the night time.
Vacuum cleaner, yeah.
As well as working on the radio.
Yeah, but the radio paid like nothing. So we did this extra
to
money.
To make money.
And we started making really a lot of money. And then I can't say, we end up getting offered like a chain of illegal businesses that would never be like, they're illegal. They're illegal here. They're not so much illegal there. I think in Amsterdam they're legal.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
No.
It's what? All substance related.
Yeah, shops. Got it.
Yeah, it's like
it.
A shop.
Yep.
It sells
it?
Stuff.
Keep going.
No, it doesn't sell anything. Well, it sells a service.
What?
Dad, you do
You're the only one that doesn't get it?
We all get it.
Anyway, what we were offered, we were offered like a chain of these to, and it was so much money.
And then?
And we said no to it, just morally, and we also just didn't want to be involved in that type of business.
You think it's still available?
Rossi's in. Okay, I wanted to, I read this article and I thought to myself, is this really going to happen? And it looks like it is. I said a piece of history is being built once again.
Built.
Yeah, Clive Palmer, the world's 73 richest man in the world.
73rd, yeah?
Yeah, I say 73.
Okay, you say what you like.
He has held a press conference in my hometown of Sydney.
He's Australian.
He's an Aussie. To say he's actually the 732nd richest person in the world.
A little bit of a difference there.
I'll still take it. He's held a whole press conference in Sydney, and he says to say that his dream of building a ship called Titanic 2 is alive and well, and it's happening.
Oh, my gosh.
He plans to secure a shipyard and start building the vessel early of 2025, people. Ooh. Titanic 2 is upon us. Palmer, who has already started and stopped the Titanic 2 project twice, said this time around, it's all engines go. I've got more money and I can fund the entire thing, and he's ready to do it.
No, he's calling it Titanic 2, but is it like the same?
Yeah, he plans it. The company that he's got is called Blue Star Line.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, he's going to recreate the exact ship that sunk in 1912. He wants to build it exactly the same, obviously with more modern day technology that's in there. The deck shows that it will have 835 cabins. Mm. 383 of those will be first class. 201 will be second class. And 251 will be the third class rooms. It will be able to hold 2,345 passengers. And he says he wants everybody to be able to use this and ready to go. So,
ooh, I don't know. I feel like it's bad juju.
He even said he wants people to dress up in like the same type of wear, the early 1900s. So it becomes a whole theme. He says June 2027 is the date. That's when he wants to go.
Will you go on it? Would you go on it if he came to you and said, do you want a first class cabin?
Yeah.
Yes?
But yes, it's 2024. Like, technology's changed. It was, the Titanic was an unfortunate accident.
Yes, yes.
That could have been prevented, I'm guessing, but they didn't see that iceberg.
Yeah.
Right? Would you not go on it? Would you guys not go on the Titanic?
I don't know. I feel like it's bad juju. I don't know. I feel like...
Of course not. Anything called Titanic and Titanic sank is just exactly bad juju.
Isn't there a restaurant here called Titanic?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
I'll open up the phones. 04-871-5544. If the Titanic pulled into Dubai Harbour right here, would you go on it? Would you want to go on it? If you got a free ticket, would you go on Titanic 2? 04-871-5544. I'm in. I'm 100% in. Rossi?
Yeah, I'd go on it. We're all going to die, aren't we?
You on
this guy.
No, it's not going to sink, guys.
No, I don't think it's going to. No, it's not going to sink. It's not going to sink, but I think I'd just be a little like freaked out.
Yeah, and the technology these days, you'd be able to avoid an iceberg, no problem.
Of course. 04-871-5544. Give me a call. Would you go on Titanic 2? Well, I mean, yeah. I could see you and the kids getting dressed up and going.
Aww.
Pretty, are you in or out? Come on.
I think I'm out.
You're out as well?
I'm out. Yeah, I'm out.
Are you guys out?
I'm just looking at the map. I'm really interested now. Like, whereabouts in the sea did it sink?
It's fairly tiny now compared to what we have these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Titanic was huge back in 1912, but now it's a small ship.
Really?
I mean, go and have a look at it. Sonia, you going on Titanic 2?
Yes, I'm a scuba diver and a free diver, so if something happens, I can just... up and then jump in.
Yeah, not if the water's like minus 38 degrees though. You're gonna. Don't you remember that scene with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet?
Yes.
Do you remember that scene, Rossi? When we were living in LA, Rossi and I were budding actors before we started Duvet.
Oh. We used to do this on the streets.
What do you mean?
Well, this was our audition. Yeah, that was our audition scene.
But we didn't do the words. We mime it as mime artists.
It's true. It's true.
So, like, do you want us to do it now? We can recreate the scene.
You can't mime it on the radio. You got to say the words.
Yeah, we should do. Well,
it's not going to work, is it? If we mime it, no.
Yeah, not on the radio because
you might be able to hear the noises of me holding you.
No, I think you need to do the words.
Do you want to? Should we recreate it for all times?
Do you want to do the words?
Yeah.
Well, what it was this was a mashup between when they're in the water and also the top of the boat where
you can't.
Rose has got her arms
but
out.
But those two scenes are so incredibly different.
We mashed them up, though.
Should we do it?
Okay. Yeah. And I'll come over there, yeah? Like old times?
Okay, come over.
Okay, yeah.
Is he all right?
I don't know. He's unusual, yeah, but it's nice. I'll just watch where you touch me, yeah?
Yep. Okay, hold on.
This is going to be so bad.
Just wait. You don't need to touch me yet. I love you, Jack.
No. Don't say your goodbyes, Rose. Don't you give up. Don't do it.
You're holding me in the wrong scene.
This is
where we're dying. Yeah. We're not at the
first?
Front of the boat.
Why are you dying
sorry,
first?
I forgot. It was 20 years ago.
He's holding my hand. I'm so cold.
You're going to get out of this.
It's ruining
you're
the
movie. You're going to go on and you're going to make babies.
What?
And watch them grow. And you're going to die an old lady.
I can't feel my body.
Rose, listen to me.
Yes.
Winning that ticket was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you and I'm so thankful.
You have to say the last line, idiot.
Just promise me that you'll never let go on that promise.
I promise.
Never let go.
I promise. I'll never let go, Jack.
You liar.
Yeah.
I'll never let go.
But why are you letting go? Oh, he's sinking. He's sinking.
He's sinking. Go down, Rosie.
Down, not up. Yeah, yeah.
Jack! In the studio right now, two very talented human beings.
Yes.
Please welcome Muhammad and Ali Mustafa! That's all right. Was it all good?
It was perfect. Cheers, guys.
Thank you. Oh, man. These brothers, I've interviewed you individually.
Yes.
For separate things. And now I get to interview you guys together because you're doing something together. You guys are both very talented. And it's always good to have you in the studio. Tell us about Khataf. Did I say it?
Yes, perfect. Who goes? You or me?
Go ahead.
Okay, so...
the older brother always goes first, okay?
Well, it's my first TV series. I've done film before. I've done four films.
Yep.
I shoot commercials as well, but this is my first ever TV series.
Is it different filming a TV series as it is filming a movie?
1,000,000%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and well, what I'm used to in film is that we shoot about 3 or 4 pages max a day.
Okay.
On this, we were shooting about up to 15 pages a day.
Oof.
So, yeah, it was pretty intense. Most challenging thing I've done, most difficult.
Because it was your brother, right?
That too. stressful, but it would be the most rewarding, I believe.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah, and it comes out tonight.
So it's tonight on Abu Dhabi TV. And I've just learned from Nala that throughout Ramadan, there's series that get released 2 weeks into Ramadan. Is that right? So is there 15 episodes to this?
Well, this was done by the executive producer, Yasser Harab, and the two producers, Khalid bin Yunus and Jassim Bahaji, where they did 2 shows, 15 episodes each, because Ramadan, obviously, 30 days. So they are finishing their 15th episode today called El Boom, which is an incredible historic period drama.
Okay.
And ours comes out tonight. So for the next 15 days until the end of Ramadan.
So it's on Abu Dhabi TV. It starts tonight. It's called Khataf. And it is, I love it because it's MMA related. I want to play a little bit of the short, the trailer. Have a listen.
I have what you're looking for. A strong but stubborn boy. Who carries the dream of being a champion?
Energize.
الهزيمة تراها ضرورية للفوز.
أباك بطل الإمارات.
أوعدك حل مشاكلي كلها. كل اللي يبا فرصة واحدة بس.
حل مشكلتك مكان بعيد.
This is a dangerous world.
I heard a lot about you.
Your son did a noble thing for us.
He's innocent.
It's the survival of the smartest.
ready to watch it. I'm Chris ready to watch Chris it. That's so in. Good.
Yeah, it's important to mention the subtitles. You should download the app, the ADTV app.
You can get subtitles on it?
Oh,
subtitles.
Good.
Yeah, okay. So I was going to say, now, obviously, you're in front of the camera. You've just come out of doing a series alongside Idris Elba called Hijack. This has been a big one. How has it been working alongside your brother?
I mean, to be honest with you, I started acting with my brother. I started acting with my brother, so ever since I could remember. So it was always such a pleasure to be on set with him. Obviously, this is on a completely different level. And, I mean, we're both doing something we love. It's our passion. So, yeah. You know, there's like joy on set watching him enjoy what he's doing and living his dream, as well as it is probably for him watching me do it as well. And
it's so good.
It's a beautiful
family thing. Must be so proud. You got one of the sons behind the camera creating it, and then you got one of the sons in front of the camera making it happen as well. Was some of it in Thailand?
Well, let just to give you a little bit of a lowdown on the whole thing. So Abu Dhabi TV, well, generally here in the region, our TV series has just reached, I guess, a plateau of the production value and how they're made.
Mm-mm.
So we were kind of brought in to say we need to kind of change that area.
Good, because I agree, that's great.
How shows are being shot here. Yeah. So we brought in, they came up with an incredible storyline, and they wanted to increase the production value. And obviously being an MMA film, there's quite a bit of action, but it's also good enough drama that it could be family friendly.
Awesome. Like,
okay.
I'll give you a little bit of insight. So my daughter read the script on a flight last summer, and she's 15, and she could not put the script down.
I love that.
So everybody could watch it.
That's cool. And so do you write the script?
No, I didn't write the script. It was written by a gentleman called Mohammed Khamis and rewritten by Masoud Amrallah.
Because I still don't understand how movies and all that sort of get made. So there's a guy that writes the script, then they give it to someone like you that makes it happen,
I mean, I have written my films in the past.
Yes,
this one.
Are you allowed to rewrite any of it as it goes? Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to change this part.
Yes, not as much as film, though, because I have a lot more leeway on film, because there's a lot more people behind like decision making when it comes to a show, like showrunners and stuff, like shows like Netflix and things. You know, you can't just do anything you want like you would do in a film.
Sure.
And how's the dynamic between you guys on set? Because I can imagine, you know, when you're director hat, actor hat, do the dynamics of the relationship change? Disagreements? How does that all work?
Thing is, I've been doing this with him since he was 9, so it's pretty easy. But
younger.
Yeah. Well, I'd say probably even younger, you're right. Younger I was 9 when I started, you're right. I think other actors get a little bit overwhelmed when I bring a stick with me, but...
Mohammed, did you have your shirt on for any of this?
90% off.
Off, usually.
Yeah. You trained well for it, though.
I gave him a hug coming in the studio. My hand was hurting from rubbing his stomach through those abs.
Why are you rubbing his stomach? Because I wanted to...
Have you seen his...
Just calm down!
How much was your body fat percentage? Like 1%?
He missed Hercules.
Yeah, true. Well, listen, we're always proud of what you guys are doing. I think it's fantastic. You know, I know there'll be many more times that we'll have you in the studio, and that's what I love about what you guys are doing, from The Worthy to City of Life to Hijack to what you guys have created. You're waving the UAE flag proudly. What I've seen of the trailer, it is totally world class, which is brilliant. It is out tonight, Abu Dhabi TV. You can get the subtitles on the app if you like as well. It's called Khataf. I should know what this means. Yeah. What does it mean?
Khataf, directly translated, means man with a fast hook.
All right, we're ready to see it. Well, it's action-packed. It starts tonight. Did you want to say something?
I just think that your best way...
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I've wrapped up the interview. Now Rossi wants to be part of it.
I just think Ali's best work was when he cut you out of that scene.
Every time.
But he's a Netflix star now. Yeah. Why does he need me?
What was the movie that he was in for a bit? It was
From A to B.
Yeah.
But by the way, all of you are going to appear in the sequel to City of Life.
You're making a sequel? It's one of my all-time favorite movies, and I'm not saying that just because you're here.
Well, guess what, Pretty? You're going to be in it. There's a scene where you're playing yourselves. Don't get too excited. You're playing yourselves.
Ready to act.
Part of the Chris Fade show,
I can't wait.
And basically something happens in the city where you guys talk about it quite a bit.
That's so good. That's
I
so good.
I love that.
Well, there's cut us out.
There's a lot there. Rossi, cut Rossi out. There's a lot happening. Again, check it out. It's called Khataf. It is out tonight. Abu Dhabi TV, Muhammad and Ali Mustafa. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the weather is unusual, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday was like overcast, then a little bit of rain hit as well, but it was humid at the same time. But I'll take it. I'll take what we get. Again, thanks to Muhammad and Ali joining us in the studio right then. Check out that on Abu Dhabi TV. Khataf, it's out tonight. Mm-hmm. So what, when you, Nala, you were educating me on this.
Yes.
Throughout Ramadan in the UAE, they release TV series, do they?
Yeah.
Specifically in Ramadan?
So for Arabic TV shows in like all Arab countries, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, all of the Khalid, in Ramadan, this is our prime time. This is when we release shows.
This is the peak time.
This is the peak time. Usually before, it was only during Ramadan that you get Arabic TV shows. Then it started spreading out more.
Because everyone's at home, family, you're fasting, you're hanging out together.
So everyone
so you watch TV.
Yeah, so usually it's either 30 episodes, like throughout the entire Ramadan, you watch one show.
Mm-hmm.
Or now what they're doing is they're dividing it. So like they said, it's 15 episodes and then 15. Yeah.
That's awesome. We should do something on the Chris Fade show throughout Ramadan. I don't know what it is.
Like a series?
I don't know. We should do something, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Rossi, work on that, bud.
Okay. Well, it's like, I know more than you think.
Yeah, I know.
Rossi, last week, you come on the show and you go, guys, I understand Arabic. This is what he did.
Okay.
Then someone came on and spoke in Arabic with Nala.
And
did
he
not
had no
understand
idea.
A word.
Of course he wouldn't. He knows the few words. Alama gulak or something. What do you always say?
Well, gulak means listen, sierra flus.
Yeah, there we go. All
right.
Thank you,
Rossi. That's it.
Pretty, if you get some time, maybe tomorrow, I want to run through this whole Drake. There's a big beef between Drake, Future, this guy that we just had, Metro Boomin, and a few other artists. They're all going at Drake for some reason. I tried to find out what's happening. Drake has now put out a verse going back. There's a whole drama in that scene. So if you get some time tomorrow on the show, I'd like to dissect that and just find out what's happening.
No problem.
See, Pretty will go do that. She's a whiz when it comes to that sort of stuff. She'll give us everything that we need to know. What?
What do you think? Out of the many things, this is what I thought it was. Yeah. It's over a girl.
Oh, come on.
Guys are stupid.
Yes, you guys are.
Like, people have lost their lives over a girl. You know?
Mm.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But same thing as women. Like, sometimes they get sad if someone cheats or something. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, no. Though I'm saying they lost their lives, not get sad. Okay. Like, I'm sure that's happened to women as well. Where they've lost their lives, but like when boys start to argue, when girls are involved,
yeah,
man, I get frustrated on that.
Mm. Yeah,
like as a guy, you just gotta be like, just drop it, move on, cool. That's what you want to do, go. You know, you don't want to get into a beef with the guy.
Yeah,
it's more. It's not. It's
it
more,
has nothing to do with them.
It's got nothing to do with the guy. It's more about
you and your partner.
I mean, it does. I guess it depends on what the guy's relationship to you. Like, if it was Rossi and I,
hypothetically, you both like the same girl.
Yeah, like no, like let's say I started and started. He started talking to Brianna and getting close to Brianna. Like,
yeah. Then you've
it's
got
a different
beef.
Story
because
you know
beef,
there's beef there. Like, because we know each other, you know. But if we never saw each other before, he didn't even know of me. It's a different story.
Mm.
You get me? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that. I think it's all circumstantial.
You know. Did you ever have a friend take your partner? I'd love to know. 0487155444. Were you in a relationship that your friend ended up taking over and, you know, they cheated on you with your best friend or your friend?
Mm.
Did that ever happen?
Awkward.
0487155444. We can talk about that throughout Ramadan right now. Is that okay?
I mean,
it happens, right? Should we?
It happens. What are you going to do?
But yeah, I mean, has that ever happened to any of you? Rossi, that happened to you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. We were out on the town and then I walked into Barasti and my friend was embraced with someone I was dating.
Yeah, not Liz, his wife.
Wasn't Liz, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a long time ago.
Are you still friends with that person?
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
So
how could you be friends with him if he was your friend? you walked in and he was around you, the girl that you were seeing. That's a bit weird. You trust him? Like, you still trust him till today?
Trust no one.
But is he like a good friend of yours?
He's a good long-time friend, yeah. But
I feel like that would have ruined the friendship.
When you saw that moment when you walked into Barasti and you saw him embracing the girl that you were with, what did you do?
Just went home.
Oh, Rossi!
I just went home and then played, wrote a status on Facebook, quoting the lyrics of Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
Stop lying.
No, you did.
And stayed in for a couple of days. But
her loss now. Look at you.
Yes.
And what's he doing? Huh? What's he doing now?
He's still single. He can't find a partner.
Yeah, that's a. I have you seen him in the last couple of weeks?
Not for a while, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him.
Not at all.
Chirangi, it didn't happen to you, but it happened to your friend. Is that right?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. So, what happened with your friend?
Actually, what happened was they are married. They are married, and her husband was cheating with her best friend.
Wow.
And they have 3 kids. You see, at the end, he left everything and ran away with that lady. Now they are out of the country, and they are living in somewhere in in a Europe country.
Wow! So he left them. He left the kids.
And
he left
my
everyone.
Everyone, and that my friend, she doesn't know until the end that he's running away with that woman.
Horrible. Does he play? Does he pay any like child support or anything like that?
No. Actually, she was like coming every day and looking after the kids, and that was my friend's bestie.
That's horrible.
That's just sad.
So bad.
You know, it happens a lot. This is not an uncommon thing. I think, we're like, oh my, but it does happen. But, I mean, you can learn from your mistakes as well, I feel.
But I don't
think you can learn from your mistakes. I think if you were to do it and you it all came out in the open from being a male or a female.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think sometimes you can learn from that mistake.
I did, yeah. That's probably why it happened to me. It's like karma. Because
I did
the same smiles.
You did, Rossi. That's horrible.
Many years ago. So it was probably a bit of karma.
But I'm saying, like, you learn from your mistakes. And for many people that are in relationships who have been caught cheating, you would hope. Now, there is a saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe that.
You think people can change?
I do believe they can change, yeah. I think when it's on the line and they realize everything that they possibly have lost.
Yeah.
Especially when there's kids involved. I think you can change. Yeah. I'm not saying 100%, but I believe that you can. And there's an opportunity. So that saying of once a cheater, always a cheater, I don't really agree with that. I mean, Rossi, you were a cheater before.
No, I wasn't a cheater. I was single.
Oh.
But have you ever been in a relationship with someone and cheated on them? Like when you were younger, like as in
no,
that's a lie.
I have not.
Why do that smile?
Wow.
Because he's smiling.
I've not many proper girlfriends.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen. I'm about to play Beyonce.
And remember the whole album.
Jay-Z. Yeah. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Mm-hmm. That's in there. That's happened. So. I know. Has he changed or is he still doing it?
We don't know.
Once a cheater, always a cheater, they say. I don't know.
What happened in that elevator with Beyonce's sister?
We'll never know.
We'll never know, will we?
I think it was her sister protecting her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solange protecting Beyonce.
Saying that you cheated on my sister and she's going at Jay-Z. And I think that's what it was. Like any sister would have done in that position.
Yeah.
Gone and stuck up for them. So, all right. Well, there we go. Barasti. I picture Rossi walking into Barasti and just seeing
that.
That's sad. I wish I was there.
Thank you.
Give him a hug.
Yeah, I would have taken you. Wingman, you and I. I would have been single around then as well. You and I on the town. Wolf. Look out, ladies.
Whoa.
Lock them up, because Rossi and Chris are here.
Yeah.
Whilst that song played, we were talking more about Big Rossi's friend who took his partner at the time. He walked into Barasti and saw his friend arm in arm with the girl that he was seeing. Now, Just say the high heel story, because that was the one that made me just go, wow.
Well,
what a guy.
This is the same.
I hope he's living here. I hope he's not listening. He doesn't like Chris, so he doesn't listen, I don't think.
See, I can tell that he doesn't like me because he's that type of person.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm siding with you on this one. So he's got OCD, right?
Mm.
And he used to live with a girl, and she would come in with her high heels on and walk on the hard floor. So he actually woke up in the middle of the night one time and tried to teach her how to walk on the floor with high heels, like how to walk on the floor with high heels so it doesn't make any noise.
What a guy.
I'm interested to know the lesson, though. How? What do you think? What? I love that song. I think that beat is just, man.
So good.
So good. So good. You know what's so good is The Giving Family.
Yeah.
And I love that we've got our founders in the studio right now. Fadi and Sabrina from The Giving Family back in the studio. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Fadi, firstly, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, man. Good to be on the show.
It's always good to have you here. Sabrina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You guys are great. You started the Giving Family how many years ago now?
3 years.
3 years ago. Yeah. And it was, I mean, the first year came around, it was all right. People were starting to hear about it. And now it's huge. I think you have to reject people from what I see. There are thousands of people rocking up. Tell us in 20 seconds, what does the Giving Family do, especially throughout the holy month of Ramadan?
Well, we all know the month of Ramadan is the month of giving.
Yep.
And we have the Giving Family where we distribute meals to the labor workers who actually make the city what it is, you know? So in return, we want to show them our appreciation by feeding them during the month of Ramadan. And we encourage all volunteers to come in. They don't have to donate. They can just volunteer. And it's been going crazy. We have over 5,000 volunteers probably this year.
That's so good. Give them a round of applause. Giving Family, 5,000. And you've got a lot of, like, I love seeing, like, larger organizations sort of come involved and get involved. And you're getting more of big organizations wanting to get involved in this?
Definitely.
Yeah?
A lot more this year. Actually started even before Ramadan, getting a lot more interest from bigger corporations.
Sure.
I've been trying to kind of educate these bigger companies that it's not only during Ramadan that you have to give back. Even if we don't have space for you guys during the month of Ramadan, you can still give back outside of Ramadan, which
that's
is
great.
I've been trying to kind of educate that.
Well, I think there is a balance of trying to do this for PR. Some companies do want to get involved just to show the PR side of, like, hey, we're doing things, you know, we're doing good things. But there's got to find that balance of, hey, we still want you to have that PR. Like, that's a cool thing, but we also want you to give back. So to be involved, you guys put out the locations every single day on their Instagram, which is The Giving Family. So if you just go to the Instagram, the locations come out. I know that the RTA and Dubai Police are now involved because it is a large event that happens around, what, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we usually tell people to come around 3:45, and we like to start at 4 o'clock exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, you know, people think it's a PR stunt, but it's definitely not. Like, I had so many people approach me and say, you know, I was very skeptic about coming here, and you know, I thought it was like a PR stunt and people just want to take pictures, but now that I'm here, I see that it's not, and I, you know, I'm gonna spread the word and tell everyone to come out here, because, like, we don't just tell people we're here to distribute food. You know, we're trying to build a community of good people with good intentions, because no one's like, you're not forced to come every single day for 2 hours. You know, you come because you have a good intention. So it's more than just giving back to the labor workers, but it's building a community of good people.
And you said, Sabrina, you mentioned earlier that, you know, this isn't just during Ramadan. The Giving Family is operational throughout the year. So what happens after Ramadan? Because you guys are full on a lot of days and a lot of companies can't get involved. So what happens after this then?
So during the year, we also, without companies as well, just on our own as a volunteer group, we do give back to the labor
workers
amazing. As well. And then if some companies want to give back, then we arrange dates as well for them to be able to give back. So
that's great.
What do you need? Do you need anything now? Like, is there stuff that you're not getting that you need that we can put out there, or is everything coming through that you need right now?
No, I think we're good right now. We're blessed to how it's going. I think we're almost 200,000 meals halfway through Ramadan.
Yeah. If you've never gone, guys, go down. Like, you try to find the time. I've only been down once. I got to get down again this year, and I will. I just got back, so I'll get down there. Pretty Ross, I don't know if you guys have gone.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this week before I leave.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to.
Yeah, get out there. It's you feel good. It makes this is self. Officially saying that you will feel good It's like free therapy for yourself.
I think it's also great for the kids as well.
So true.
You know?
Yes. So we encourage all the families to come out with their kids, because at the end of the day, we like to lead by example, because the future is the kids. You know what I mean? That's the next generation. So, you know, you could get caught up in this glam life of Dubai. So we want to teach the kids while they're young, like, hey, this is what real life is all about. And these are the people that made this city what it is.
And we love seeing, we see a lot in the camp, like multiple generations. So we see the grandparents, the parents, and the grandchildren come all together every day. And it's such a beautiful thing to see.
That is beautiful. All right, well, get them on Instagram. All the details are there. The Giving Family. Fadi and Sabrina, thank you so much. You guys are friends, your family as well. And thank you for continually to give. Give them a big round of applause.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys. So much.
Thank you.
Talking about the temperature, which means you're doing a fairly boring radio show if you're talking about the temperature. But I want to do it right now because it's all over the place right now. Are we hot? Are we humid outside? I haven't left the studio since 6 a.m. this morning.
So today's going to be super cloudy and windy all day. Winds of up to like 30 kilometers an hour. The humidity is high right now.
Like, is it going to rain or not? Like, just let us know.
So they announced last week that there was going to be rain from Sunday until Tuesday. But I don't know what's happening.
Well, can I tell you a quick, not related story, but you know how I flew out to the States on that weekend that the storm was hit, that big storm?
It was
the biggest storm in 100 years or something that we experienced. So I was rushing to get onto that plane, and I was leaving from Abu Dhabi. Now, what do I do when I get onto a flight usually?
You touch.
I always touch, right?
Yeah.
But we were running late. We had the baby with us. I was running with the stroller and everything. So we were frantically, supposedly there was a 15-minute window for this plane to take off because of the storm. So they're rushing all of us on, and I rushed on and I didn't touch. And I'm like, I'm sitting in my seat. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't touch. Oh my gosh, can I get out there? The doors were already closed. Then the crew came up and they said, hey, just make sure with your baby, because the cruise is only 4 months.
Yeah.
Hold him throughout the entire flight. We're going to be going through severe turbulence.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm going to vomit.
I'm like,
I haven't touched and we're going through severe turbulence.
Chris is like, I'm going to hold cruise, but who will hold me?
I messaged my daughters. I'm like, I love you girls.
Oh my God.
I love you so much. That is it for us for your Tuesday. The countdown. I love this countdown that we've been doing. I was listening to it all day yesterday here.
Yeah, so these are the 500 songs voted by you, your favorite songs.
We are up to number 400, so we did 100 songs yesterday, okay? We'll kick it off with Katy Perry. Eddie will take over the countdown next, all right? We are back tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, Thursday, don't forget, Bassem Youssef, the legendary Bassem Youssef, joins us back in the studio. All right. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, Ramadan Mubarak, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.